You are about to hear Red Badge of Courage by Stephen Crane, adapted by Stephen Feinstein, performed by Angel Lightson. Copyright 2016 BN Publishing Online at bnpublishing.com.
Chapter 1. New Recruits. The cold fog slowly lifted. As the new day began, the army regiment that was camped on the hillside awakened. The young Union soldiers were mostly new recruits. After several months of drilling in camp, they were eager to see action. Last night they had seen the gleam of campfires on hills across the river. Everyone knew they were enemy campfires. A tall soldier went down to the river to wash a shirt. When he returned, he was very excited.
"We're going to move tomorrow, for sure," he announced to a group of soldiers. "We're going way up the river, cut across, and then we'll come around behind them."
"It's a lie. That's all it is. Just a big lie," said another soldier loudly.
His smooth face was flushed and his hands were thrust into his trouser pockets.
"I don't believe this old army is ever going to move. We're set. I've gotten ready to move 8 times in the past 2 weeks, and we haven't moved yet."
The tall soldier felt the need to defend the truth of the rumor he had started. He and Wilson, the loud soldier, came close to fighting over it, but they backed down when a corporal walked by. In the meantime, the rumor was spreading. The whole camp seemed to be discussing the matter. One soldier after another came up to the tall soldier to ask for more information.
"What's up, Jim?"
"The army's going to move," said the tall soldier.
"Ah, what are you talking about? How do you know it is?"
"Well, you can believe me or not, just as you like. It doesn't make any difference to me," said the tall soldier.
The tall soldier, Jim Conklin, seemed so sure of himself that most of the men believed him. The soldiers grew excited as they talked about moving out. One of them, a youth named Henry Fleming, remained quiet. He was listening very closely to what the other soldiers were saying. They were talking about possible plans of marches and attacks. Of course, nobody knew for sure what orders they would be given. Finally, Henry had heard enough. He needed to be alone. He got up and walked to his tent. He crawled inside and lay down on his bunk. The sunlight outside made the wall of the tent glow a light yellow shade. The youth lay there as if in a trance. So, they were at last going to fight the rebels. Tomorrow, perhaps, there would be a battle, and he would be in it. For a time, he had to work hard to make himself believe it. He was actually going to take part in one of those great affairs of the earth. Henry had dreamed of battles all his life. The great bloody wars of his imagination had thrilled him with their sweep and fire. And in his daydreams, Henry had always fought his way through the battles as a mighty hero. But Henry didn't really believe that such battles were possible anymore. They belonged in the distant past, along with heavy crowns and high castles. When Henry had first heard about the war in his own country, he wasn't sure what to believe. He thought that it must be some sort of a play affair. Men today were too timid for war. Religion and education, he felt, had gotten rid of the killer instinct in men. But the more news that Henry heard about the war, the more eager he became to enlist. He read reports of marches and conflicts that shook the land. He longed to see it all for himself. Henry's mother was dead set against his enlisting. She gave him hundreds of reasons why he was more important on the farm than on the field of battle. But almost every day the newspapers gave accounts of a great victory. The gossip in the village was filled with tales of glory. One night, the village church bell started clanging. In the distance, Henry could hear the excited voices of village folk. They were no doubt discussing yet another great battle. It caused Henry to shiver in excitement. His mind was made up. He ran down to his mother's room and said, "Ma, I'm going to enlist."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?